You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. Oh, tomorrow is going to be, you know when tomorrow is when I say it, it's going to be 4th of July, an honor to our soldiers, sailors, airmen, etc., etc., all of them. However, we got a problem in our country. And the subject partly tonight is the fact that most Americans are appeasers. We love peace, but to the point of not wanting to lose that peace when the enemy starts to appear. When the enemy appears, when they appear, if your reaction is appeasement, but you don't may not call it appeasement, but the fear makes you want to give in, so to speak. Now, I'm trying to find the words to say it. Appeasement is a very special word. It means giving in for peace, but that always, always, and always creates war. All the wars that has ever been since the beginning of time is the way we react to our enemies. Either we react with anger and produce anger. See, and embolden them to be more angry. Just like you have a fight with your wife or something. You get angry and she's not in a good state, so you get angry. But when you get angry, she gets angry. When she gets angry, you get angry. One of you has to give in, or you kill each other. Now, there's a special way. I'm trying to get you to see that this is a nation of mentally ill people. There's a complete breakdown of Americans, which we're not aware of yet. We are a broken nation. We're not just divided. We got one group of people who have had Obama, and he's an appeaser. In other words, he loves the worst in people and encourages them to be bullies to others. Encourage him because he's the president. And he rewards them for standing up for their rotten way of life. That's Obama. There's different forms of appeasement. He appeases the worst in people. He encourages it because he doesn't love our country. He wants to destroy it. Couldn't you see that? And all the things, you not only put him in the present state, I should say, shouldn't I? See, but you did it twice. And he created more people, emboldening those people who hate goodness, who are jealous, who are on welfare and cannot explain why they can't have nice cars, etc., etc. When all they are really doing, according to what I'm trying to tell you, is Obama is a very dangerous person to this very day. He's behind that. He knows that he pushes people and create all these the fires and the demonstrations, etc., etc. It's all designed to upset you. And naturally, being a good American, if you understood what good was, you see that the knowledge of good and evil, is the good is just as bad as the evil, because you really don't know what good is. And when you think of appeasement, you think of it making peace. But that's not the case. You always give power to the bully. And you end up, it ends up with our soldiers dying because you have encouraged them with your appeasement and electing a person to glorify appeasement as if it was love. It's not love. It's cowardice. So remember this weekend, this 4th of July. Get some balls. Stand up for yourself.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
All right, now let me continue. Resentment to a bully turns you into one of two things. Always. Always. When you react to a bully, it could be your wife. It could be your kids that are bullies because you want them to love you. And so you appease them to love you. All that does is make them a bigger bully to get what they want. And the mother, whoever does that, gets upset and feels guilty. And the guilt is cured, so to speak, not really, into giving in again. And she can't figure it out. I'm loving him. I'm giving him what he wants, and he's getting worse. Same thing with our enemies, stupid people. 4th of July is, I can see it, most Americans are mentally ill. Most Americans are mentally ill. And I think it's been mentioned already before, but no one's taken advantage of that. No one's taken it. We all think we are wonderful. We're going to go to glorify the 4th of July when, in fact, you've created the Americans, everybody, every nation that ever lived. Listen to me. It's not just America. It's well known to the politicians, to Hitler, all the rest of them, Putin, anybody, especially Obama. He understands it. He wants you to be an appeaser to the enemy. Appease them. Appease the person. Appease him. Make him one of yours. See, Obama took your money, your hard-earned money, and gave them all kinds of presents so that they will become what he wants them to be, to become a hater of good. See? And a hater of good is a bully. But the bully is really a coward, if you can see the chain of command. And so understand, all those people coming in the streets fighting are all cowards. But they're cowards because they got an ex-president on their side. We got to be very careful about this. The 4th of July is for the military, our happiness, our love for our soldiers. But I keep telling you, every war that was ever fought from the beginning of time is the weakness of the people to stand up in a proper way. Always have the second commandments, not the commandments, but the second, the right to bear arms. Forgive me, I'm an old man, but the right to bear arms. Be very careful not to react with resentment to what's going on, because when you react to something, it's loaded with fear, much more fear than appeasement. They both go together. You react, you tend to want to, you feel like you feel guilty, and when you feel guilty, you want to appease the enemy. And there it is, as a whole nation. And so, watch out now, because from this day forward, terrible things are going to happen. You can see the way they treat Donald Trump, right? Have you ever seen anything like this in the history of America? No. Now, I'm going to tell you something now. I'm going to change the subject. The number is 800-866-8883. I'm going to tell you the story, what is happening to our soldiers when they get trained. Now, I'm going to tell you a story about my story. I was in the military, the Royal Sussex Regiment. I was a lousy soldier. I was the worst of all soldiers. Why? Well, I have an awareness. And so when I joined the army and get trained, I couldn't believe my eyes the way the sergeant major, whoever's training the soldiers, treats them like dirt. And it's not just in America, in England, but it seems to be the same thing in America. And I want to share something with you and make the point so clearly, I hope, that you will grasp what I'm saying and not throw it aside as if it was just my opinion. I do not deal with opinions. Bullies, hypnotize. Listen to the word. Bullies, hypnotize people to make people appease them and go along with them. Now, in England, I was put into the military just towards the end of 1943. And what I said just a few minutes ago was foul language. Now, I can deal with that. I am skillful at understanding that. I've always been a different kinds of person. You couldn't intimidate me into submission. You'd find yourself not knocked out somewhere. But the thing is about the military is that the poor people in England in those days, they come up to, they are drawn in, maybe against their will or necessity, to become soldiers, to save their country. But the country itself has been appeasing Hitler for years. Had Churchill been in power, there would have been no war. There would have been no war. But 150 million people die because we appeased. The whole nation raised a person. Attlee, Prime Minister. They raised him up and enabled him to appease and throw away our guns and willing to sink our battleships. It was all sorts of things. Crazy. It created a war. You can stop a war or a civil war if you are noble, if you are not angry, upset, annoyed, irritated, pissed off, excuse the expression. You are manipulated through emotion. So when somebody screams at you when you're a kid and bullies you, you may become a bully and create appeasers to you. And the appeaser will turn around, and because he has the nature of you in them, then he will also not only become an appeaser to you, but a bully to somebody else. And it goes all the way down to the family, to the littlest kids who take wings out of butterflies for the pleasure. It's what kind of pleasure we get when we relieve our anger and emotions, if you see what I mean. So, but now I come to the training. And they threw me out of the army, because when the sergeant major, but he wasn't a sergeant major, he was a corporal doing the sergeant major's position. But when he was screaming and angry and hating and using foul language to pick kids from the streets. Now, I can understand aristocrats understanding the game, but when it comes to people having soldiers made of broken people from the streets and scream at them that way, it demoralizes them. And every time the bully who demoralizes has hypnotized them and destroyed their ability, their intuitive ability to have common sense in every situation. In other words, when you scream like that to your children, when you scream like that as the sergeant major, you are mesmerizing those people. Now, I'm going to continue with that thought, and I'm going to show you what I did with my mates in the barracks. I controlled every freaking one of them. I hate to say it that way, but I'm going to put emphasis on it when it really wasn't as bad as it really was. But I've got to make it a very important point here, how we train our soldiers.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, now, here we are again. I'm in the army, and I'm surrounded by broken people who live in, never had a good education. You know how that is, and they want to do good for their country. But when the sergeant major started to yell at them and scream at them, what he's doing is making them subject to him and not their own common sense. And because they lose their common sense, they die like flies. Now, I'm going to show you what happened. Now, you know, from my experience, and for me telling you over and over again, and you can go to my website, not my website, but Facebook, and you can. I give you an explanation. I prove it. You see me do it. To make a person take his shoes off and put his shoes on the wrong feet and make him feel better about that than it was when it was real. Now, the ugly. The shoes were put on pointing outwards, and they defended it. You need to go see that, please. It's very important. But let me continue this. Every time, if anybody upsets you and you resent it, a piece of that person gets inside you. And that piece of person that's inside you is loyal to what you've reacted. You cannot have two. The Bible says you cannot have two masters. You have to have one or the other. The one you react to is the one that controls you. And it's not you anymore. There is no you anymore, and there's no freedom anymore. When you squeeze like that, and I do hope that this will help you to understand. Because I'm an at 18 years old, I was an expert hypnotist. Expert. Understanding most everything about it. Later on, I began to realize that it's not so funny. Because I had a lot of fun with it. But it wasn't so funny, it's dangerous. But what happens now, we're coming back to the training. When you scream at somebody, when you scream at your children, and these people are like children, they need a real leader and not a bully. A bully that transforms their loyalty to the sergeant major and beyond. The sergeant major also being formed the same way, doing unto others what was done to him. And he's proud of it. He gets a kick out of it. A typical bully. And we're still doing this in the military. And I tell you this, that state of mind, when you put a gun in that person's hand and you put him into a situation of war, that person will be the first one to die. The more sophisticated ones survive. But those who are broken like that and thinking they're a soldier have only one one loyalty. The loyalty to do what the sergeant major says or whoever it is mechanically. I understand this. There's another way, not mechanically. It's because you've agreed with it. Yes, sir. I understand. But this state, most of us in those days, it wasn't so. And so, when I was in the barracks, this is what I did. And I'm a little bit ashamed of talking about this, but because the sergeant major did all this to the soldiers, I was able to control every person in my platoon. I gave demonstrations. I entertained. I took them away from the sergeant. You understand that? They would polish my shoes. They would fix my webbing and clean my gun if I wanted to. I'm not proud of that, I must say. I'm sitting in a pub. In those days, pubs are not the same as bars here in America. But I'm sitting next to a soldier, and he said, "How do you do all that?" I says, "Can you hypnotize me?" I says, "No, you're already hypnotized." He says, "What do you mean I'm hypnotized?" I said, "What you got in that cup, that glass cup?" He says, "Beer." I said, "You can't pick it up. It's too heavy for you." He says, "I could do that. That's silly." Well, he couldn't pick it up. He said, "How did you do that? What's happening?" I just described to you what's happening. I took over the sergeant major. Now, the sergeant major got very angry. He could not control them as well as I do. But I could control them in a way of fun. And they enjoyed it. I was gracious to them. We all had a lot of fun, but the loyalty was between him, the sergeant major, and yours truly at 18. The officers in command pulled me aside. He said, "You know, you'd be a very good soldier. I said, I already am. I have what it takes to do it, but I don't like the way you treat those people from the streets, because you're going to mesmerize them, and they won't be able to use their common sense when the time comes, and they will be the first ones to die. What you need, so these are the ones that get post-traumatic stress disorder and bring it back. The enemy can do the same thing. The adversaries do this. They understand that. It isn't clever. It isn't brilliant. They see it. And when a person comes home with post-traumatic stress disorder, he brings back the enemy into the country, because the enemy is worse. The enemy is worse than the sergeant major. The horror that he sees, the women with their heads cut off, their stomach cut open, babies falling out, the horror. They increase the horror to put the same thing as the sergeant major did, except horror. It's called bringing home the enemy. It's called bringing home the enemy. You're bringing home the spirit of the enemy. They cannot say no anymore. They cannot say no to what is put in their mind. And their mind speaks to them this way: you failed. You see, when you go home, and when you get home, the backfiring of a bus would create a shock, and they suddenly see a war scene. But it's their house. It's with their children. It's with their wife. But he jumps behind the sofa with a gun pointing at them and thinking that is what the enemy is, and that it's the family. And then some voice inside them says, if you don't kill yourself, I'll make you kill your family. And so he kills himself. You bloody fools! This is not the way to train soldiers. There's a better way. It's to help them understand what I just said, that your reaction, you cannot serve two masters. You serve one or the other. And the one that I'm talking about is of the world. And you are conditioned, and you cannot function with common sense. And you die quickly. And you're the first to die. The ones that still have an awareness in them and disciplined in a proper way, they come home safe for the most part. Not always, of course, but at least 10 times as fortunate as to survive any situation that might come upon them. In other words, you see that the adversary, having understood how the soldiers were trained, multiplied the horror, the craziness, the evil, and inflicted something into the soldier. In other words, when you get upset, listen, I say it again in a simple way. When you get upset, something from that person, when you are young, especially as when you're younger, when your father and your mother is angry and cruel, when you see the injustice of it and they scream at you or do something not properly, see, and with injustice you see it, that mother or father put something of themselves in you and makes you subject to them, standing in your shoes as you get older. Yes, I do want to say please support my program. Because as a result of my discovery of hypnosis and being in put into the army, they couldn't change me. And the commander-in-chief over there says, "Well, you make a very good soldier." I said, "I don't want to be a good soldier. I'm sorry about that. Because I don't like the way you treat them." And they let me go. I had another reason, because my father has died, and my mother and brother, little kid brother, needed food. But that was not the only thing. What the experience I had in the army is I took control. Now, let me take one more self. So a sergeant major got very angry. He wasn't a sergeant. He was replacing a sergeant major and doing the same thing. Foul language, and especially with me. And so we go around the, you know, explosions and machine guns and blah, 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 you know how it is. But he made them go around the assault course twice and blame it on me. Okay. But now we got my buddies. And what he did, he got them to turn, put me in the center of all the soldiers and take a 250-pound navvy to punish me. Now I'm only 150 pounds. But there it is again. I'm surrounded. I can't get out. See? And there's this great big strong guy, much bigger and stronger than me. And my mates around me, not wanting to do this, really, but the sergeant major had more power in that moment. But I have power in other moments. And this other moment works this way. Because this person I'd hypnotized as making a funny, you know, joke, and everybody laughs, make him take off his shoes and put him on the wrong feet, that kind of stuff. I don't want to go into it all. But because I opted in. Do you understand the meaning of the word opt? Means if I actually did it to my wife. I married her three weeks after that. I only knew her for 2 weeks. When she sat in the car, I'll come back to the story in a minute. She's a pretty girl, and sitting in my car. And she said, "I have a headache. Can you help me with that?" I said, "Let me touch your finger. Let me touch your forehead." And she said, "I feel so much better." But then I gave her the names of her whole family. She said, "How did you know that?" I said, "I hypnotized you. I opted in." I said, "I don't remember telling you that." You get that? I married her. It's taking me off his awareness to survive in under terrible conditions while pretending to save them.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So let me get back to the fact that Sergeant Major blamed me to make a SOAP course, and you know how dangerous they are. Boom, bang, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And so he went, made him go around twice and blame me. And then he got the men in the platoon to surround me and put a 250-pound guy in there, and then some. But this person was mesmerized by yours truly in my entertainment. aspect, because the whole 10,000 people in, I forget where it was right this minute, but the whole everyone knew who I was. Even the officers came. He says, "Hey, old boy, I hear you hypnotize people." I said, "Yes, sir, I do." He said, "Do you think you could hypnotize us?" I said, "Yes, sir, sit down." Yes, and they sat down all right, and they slept all night while we had a lot of fun, which is not funny. I don't know if I could regret it or laugh. I'm not sure. But what I'm trying to say is that when I was in that ring, I was about to be punished and smashed to pieces. That's what the sergeant major, but the trouble is, they were more loyal to me than him. And so I had to do something. I had to use my authority. So I opted in. You know what I mean by opting in? He did it, but I can do it better. I opt in and take them back to me. And you can see how the enemy can see that from far away and how it can cause a person to have post-traumatic stress disorder, which is bringing home the enemy. It's the same thing. They're doing something worse than the sergeant major and transfers their loyalty to the dark side of the force that they're fighting. Yes, they fight, and they fight. But the more they fight, the more horror they see. The more wicked they see things. And it's the wicked ones that win. They opt in. And they bring the enemy home. And you psychiatrist idiots don't understand that. I know how to cure that. I know how to cure that. But 55 years of media kept me from doing what I needed to do, but I won't go into that now because I want to keep coming back to the idea. And I said to the big guy who's more than 250 pounds, I said, "Let's take our tunic off. He did exactly what I... In other words, I suggested that. And he began to take his tunic off as I pretended to do it. And when he had his hands behind his back, I whacked him one. I didn't want to hurt him, but that had to be the case. In other words, I hypnotized him. I took him away from the sergeant, the one that drills us with his foul mouth. You need to know that I know enough about post-traumatic stress disorders to cure nearly all of them. And I would like, I don't know where we go from here. There's got to be a place where we can teach soldiers not to react to the adversary and not react to the sergeant who's training them. They need to understand this. The name of the game is your reaction begins with your reaction as loyalty to the bully that's screaming at you like you're a piece of dirt. And that is meant to make you loyal. And it doesn't make you a better soldier. You die like flies if you're one of them. There's a certain kind of person, I think there's in the Bible, I don't remember the exact paragraph, but it had something to do, he says, "And you shall not be afraid of the arrows that fly by night, or the pestilence the same way, and it goes on like that. Can you remember that? For when I shall come unto thee, that is what I'm talking about. It's awareness. It's a special awareness given to you by God when you were born. But when you come into in America, you have almost 80% of divorces. What do you think is causing that? One is fighting the other and bringing children into the world. We are mostly mentally ill. And in this 4th of July, I'm trying to give you another way of looking at things. We need to train our soldiers not to become post-traumatic stress disorder. In other words, so they are immune to post-traumatic stress disorder. Because once you start to train them with cruelty, as I described, the enemy can make it more ugly and take an opt in. Do you understand what I mean? Opt in. So therefore, they change their loyalties, but they can't stop it. They're in conflict. They're in terrible conflict. They're coming home with anxiety. They're afraid of coming home. And when they get home, there's the sergeant major of the evil ones. Not the sergeant major of the one that started them off the way I described. No, it's evil. And the whole idea of the enemy is to demoralize noble people, halfway noble people that could have been noble and still be alive. I know how to undo PTSD. I know how to cure that, and I've been kept away from it for 55 years by the media. I had to get another soldier. He was an officer. And I created a non-profit organization and gave him a board of directors. And it was on his own. And I gave him 100,000 CDs to begin with. And it goes on from there. But the media is the enemy of America. It's absolutely the enemy of America. And it's using intimidation. It's using intimidation to bring people across to them. And they can do it by appeasing them. If you appease a person, there's two ways you can screw somebody. You appease them. The appeaser can become a bully. The appeaser, in this case, is Obama. He's an appeaser. He loves the worst in people. He loves it. And he emboldens them. Emboldens them to hate good. That's what he's done. And so there's so many people who are, how can I say, there's in welfare, mostly in welfare. He takes away the jobs. He makes the situations worse. People lose jobs. And when they lose jobs, they lose their virtues. They get angry and frustrated. They feel the anxiety of not being men and having to go every week or every month to get a few bucks to keep life, you know, keep starvation away. But Obama glorified making everybody glorious, loving, to hate the enemy, because the enemy is are more noble, and nobility scares them. Nobility, the nobility of the right, where the degrees are, they're not always perfect as they should be, but we have more Americans on the right who are still Americans. But if you had one more, if you had a third president similar to Obama, you would have lost your country forever. Do you understand that? You would have lost your country forever. And so therefore, whoever put Obama into power did it as the ultimate situation where the America could eventually fall into the hands of Marxism. That's what it was. It's every generation, every 4 years when you elect a president, except for Reagan and a few others, you began to look for someone to love you. And that is because you've been bullied as a child, etc. And through your education, etc. And going to college and university and becoming what you think of as an American, but you're really thinking like a Marxist. But you're born in America and call yourself an American, but you're really not an American. And so that part of you hates the Constitution, because the Constitution is not for good people. The Constitution is to protect good people from the wicked ones. And Obama is evil. He is evil. Watch him. Watch him very carefully. And don't react. Stay calm. All right. So maybe we have a little caller here. And I'm 800-866-8883. Now, do you understand that what you're celebrating today, or on Tuesday, which is the 4th of July, is our soldiers and airmen, Marines and so on, and they give their lives for America, for your freedom. But freedom does not mean drugs, alcohol, and all kinds of perversions, and killing 60 million, 50 million babies, abortion. You can go on, the list is huge. You eat like pigs. You're fat as pigs. And the reason why you're that way is because you have anxiety. And so you need to have a feeling of being good. And the person that gives you the feeling of being good will control you. Just like it's not difficult to see when you have a drug addict and a girlfriend, especially. You're looking, which way are you looking for your redemption? You're looking for something that's being made in the South American jungle. Whatever the drug is, it rises to the occasion of your needs, your sense of worth. In other words, all you have to do is destroy common sense, and the destroyer of common sense, as the Marxists do. That Marxism is on fire in America. It's taking many generations to put you in this situation where you think you're free. But you're not free. You're free. You're free from God. You cannot serve two masters. And so the tendency is for you to look for pleasure or work hard and to build something and make yourself feel important. Or all right, program number is 9014. I just want to make you understand that every person who is an appeaser, who are looking for peace because you're a coward, yes, an appeaser is a coward. An appeaser emboldens the worst in somebody, trying to please them, thinking that they have the power to love. But the love they give is themselves, to do as much as you can for the person so he won't hurt you, so he will love you, as if you had the power to cause them to be loving towards you. And some of them will be, if you're rotten enough to do as he's told. You see, if you're rotten enough to do as he's told and like it and get pleasure from it and be promoted to a political situation so that you can do the same thing, doing unto others what was done unto you and spreading it out exponentially. 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 124. That way, over the generations, you've elected people who are mild and loving and careful. They look like they're loving, but they're weak, and they love your weakness. They sympathize with your weakness, your cowardice. And you go to college, or you go to a certain religion, and the preacher preaches love. And that love is appeasement again. Don't you see? Appeasement is another word of cowardice. And so, this is the 4th of July, tomorrow, which is Tuesday. I want you to know that the origin of war is evil. And evil understands what they're doing. They understand Karl Marx is simply the principle. It's Marxism, but it's not really Marxism. It's well known to all the bullies of the world that you frighten somebody and you get them upset. You change the relationship with what God gave them to have freedom, to become a slave of the bully by appeasing them. And the more you appease them, the more you embolden them. And the more you embolden them, the more you get upset. And because you're decent, or halfway decent, or think you are, but you don't realize how it works. When you get upset, you feel guilty. But the bully doesn't feel guilty. He gets rid of the guilt by you serving him and making him powerful. And he loves the power. And instead of loving him, instead of doing what the right thing is to do, which you don't know what the right thing is to do, because when you react, as I said, when you react, you belong to the person. that first cause person who has done this to you. And you belong to that. And you have conflict. And so, I have just a little story to tell you. There's a lady who worked with me for 14 years. And then she was, many years ago, she followed me 40 years ago. And so I became friendly with her. She worked with me for 14 years and retired. One day she came in and we talked, and she had done very well. She had come a long, long way. She had a terrible mother. Oh, wicked, so horrible. In the very beginning, so she's subject to a mother. But when the mother was finished with degrading her, she suddenly changed her face and says, "Take care." And that, what did it? The word, "take care." So that if anybody would say, "Take care," she would have to hide that for some reason, not recognizing why it's so. And that it would trigger anger, hostility, craziness, wanting to jump off a cliff, doing just the opposite of what Mama is, but not being able to do anything but be like Mother. And she had to hate herself for that. However, one day, when we had some business to do, she opened the door to go, and I said, "Take care." All of a sudden, she says, "What did you say?" I said, "Take care." But everybody who said that, "Take care," like her mother did, is a trigger for the worst behavior. I mean, you can't believe how your body reacts just to something simple as "take care." And she could not see it, except I was different. My voice is different. My relationship with her is different. And suddenly she grasped it. "Oh my God, that's what it's doing to me." It was only just "take care." And throughout her whole life, anybody who said "take care" multiplied the problem and opted in. In other words, you become subject to that person and rebellious against the person and so angry that you feel guilty and you want to do the best you can to try to be the best person you can, but you can't. Because the more you try, the more you appease. That's all you know. You don't know what love is, so you appease. And appeasement is caused by getting upset from the very beginning of your life. Please, let me spend the rest of my life. I'm almost 90. I want to help save the soldiers. They don't have to die. Our soldiers don't have to die. But you see, under Obama, he not only neglected them, he made it impossible for me to come in and help them to get well. I know how to do that, and I know how to prevent it. In the way we train our soldiers to inoculate them to post-traumatic stress disorder and every other painful thing as a soldier. Okay, thank you very much. Support me. It's the Foundation of Human Understanding. Send your donations.